Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to this online version of the sermon I'm going to be preaching at church today. I've had a bit of a break from me over the last couple of weeks, but before I went away, we'd begun a series on the book of Nehemiah and comparing the experience that Nehemiah had at the time when he travelled to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls after the exile period to the situation that we're facing in today's world with the coronavirus pandemic. And we've already looked at Nehemiah chapter 1 and chapter 2. In chapter 1 was when we learnt about the destruction of Jerusalem walls and how the city had been left in ruins. And Nehemiah gets this news from a message of those who'd already returned to the promised land before him. Nehemiah chapter 2 is when we see Nehemiah on duty as the king's cupbearer. And then the king notices one day that Nehemiah is sad and he asks him why. And Nehemiah then bravely tells the king why he's upset. And we see at this point an amazing move by God, because the king is not only willing to send Nehemiah back to Jerusalem to rebuild its walls, but to give him protection along the way and access to the resources that he will need and the building materials for when he rebuilds the wall. All he asks in return from Nehemiah is that he give him a returning date. So we then find that Nehemiah goes and he surveys the wall, and then he comes back to explain what needs to be done to those who are around him. There are those who speak against what Nehemiah wants to do. There's Sanballat the Horonite who speaks against the plans, but Nehemiah responds with confidence, letting Sanballat know that God will make his plan successful. So we come today to look at Nehemiah chapter 3, and we have a third title for today, which is Beginning to Build. In the first week, we looked at the title Lamenting the Loss, and we joined with the sadness of Nehemiah as he heard about the ruins of the great city that had been left behind after the exile period. And we thought about all the things that we've lost during this pandemic period. Some of those things were the people in our lives who may have died from the virus. Some of those things were freedoms that we'd once enjoyed that had been put on hold. And we also talked about the fellowship that we weren't able to have with each other by physically meeting together. In the second week, we talked about Nehemiah surveying what was left of the wall. And so we also talked about us methodically surveying what is left to us after this pandemic period when it comes to our church life. Thirdly, then, in Nehemiah chapter 3, as we think about this topic beginning to build, we're going to think about how that's going to happen as we return to whatever the new normal is for church life. In this chapter, we see the rebuilding of the wall being explained in a kind of orbital pattern. We hear about how the wall is rebuilt from the sheep gate, going round past all of the towers and all of the other gates until we come back to the sheep gate again. And what we also see is that the builders are not experts. We hear of priests, of perfume makers, and of goldsmiths doing the work of building. And that's how we might feel at times in church, as we think about building up the church, particularly about building up a church for this current day in our culture. We're not experts. We don't have the training. We might even lack resources, but God calls us to build anyway, because what we have is God on our side. And just as Nehemiah was assured of success in his rebuilding, we also have the assurance that as we work for God, we will know that God is working alongside us, because ultimately it is God who says he will build his church. We know that God is with us, and we know that God will equip us today as he has equipped his people in the past. So there are three points that we can look at today. Firstly is they built where they were. Secondly, they built in relationship. And thirdly, they built with a bigger picture. So they built where they were, they built in relationship, and they built with a bigger picture in mind. So let's look at point one then. They built where they were. What we read as we look at Nehemiah chapter 3 is that those involved in the rebuilding of the wall built the area of the wall that was nearest to where they live. So we hear people's houses mentioned in this chapter. So rather than methodically going round building from the sheep gate around the wall from start to finish, we find that parts of the wall are being simultaneously built by those who lived near to that part of the wall. And I suppose one of the things that you would find about the area of the wall that is nearest to your house is that it's probably the part that you're most passionate about, because when it is complete, it's going to offer protection for the area where you live. It's going to bring a sense of new pride to your area. As we rebuild the church, there are going to be areas where we feel at home. There are going to be areas that we feel most passionate about. And that's something that we can each think about over the coming weeks. What are our passions when it comes to church? Point two then, they built in relationship. We see that people work together. As we go through the chapter, we find the names of different people, different types of people, and we hear that they're working together. So we read about Shalom building alongside his daughters. We read about the priests working together to build. We read about Benjamin and Hasub, who built in front of their homes alongside their neighbour Azariah in verse 23. And we can ask ourselves the question of, who is it that we can build in relationship with? Who are those who perhaps work in the same field or area as us? I wonder if we might be able to build alongside other churches. I wonder if we might be able to work alongside people in our own families. I wonder if we can work alongside our neighbours. We can work with people in different ways that will have a knock-on effect for God's kingdom. Point three, they built with a bigger picture in mind. Even though each builder was working on a section of the wall, they had a bigger picture in mind of what the wall would look like when it was completed and all of the various parts were linked up together. So ultimately, they did have a shared vision. And what's important about that for us is that sometimes our contributions, in our eyes, may seem small and insignificant, but we are part of the bigger body of Christ. Just as Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, as members of the one body, we each have a part to play in the kingdom of God. I wonder what your part to play is in the bigger vision that God has for his church. What part of the body are you? How are you going to slot in to what God is doing at this time? I wonder how we might apply these things to our lives today. There are a number of areas in church life that have started to take off again recently. There's toddler train. There's Renew Wellbeing, which is now done 2 weeks. There's the food bank. And particularly with Renew Wellbeing and the food bank, we have a core group of people. So it's fairly simple for you to be able to come along and just experience what those things are like, particularly with Renew Wellbeing. With the food bank, you probably ought to ask someone in charge first. But with Renew Wellbeing, there's an opportunity to come along and see what's going on. It's something new that the church is doing to help the community around us. There are also opportunities to help out on a Sunday morning, and more of those will be made apparent in the coming weeks. They built where they were. That was point one. Have a think this week about what your passions are. Have a think this week about what your gifts are. Have a think of what you can offer to the Lord and to his work as we come alongside him and as he builds his church, working through us. Point two, they built in relationship. I wonder what relationships you have within the church that will be of use as we rebuild. Perhaps relationships that have been going on for years, perhaps relationships that are relatively new. I wonder what kind of relationships you have formed outside of the church which will be useful as we rebuild. Are there any links that you have with those in the community that can help with the rebuilding process so everyone gets blessed? Point three, they built with a bigger picture in mind. Always remember that there is a bigger picture that God has for his church, and it's always going on. None of us can be involved in every single section of what the church does. And, you know, I as the minister might have an overview of what's going on, but there will only be so much stuff that I can do at any one time. But if we're all working together, then we can accomplish the big picture and the big vision that God gives us. We can also be encouraged not to lose heart, because whatever contribution you make is going to be valuable. It may feel small to you at the time, but when all of those contributions are added up together, we will see the bigger picture starting to form that God has for this church here in Hawkhurst. So this week, have a think about your gifts. Think about who you can work with in church and how you can encourage one another in the bigger picture. Because as we do that, then, like Nehemiah, we can begin to rebuild. And we can remember that everyone has a part to play in that rebuilding process. So let's pray together. Father God, I thank you that you are the God of the bigger picture. Lord, that you have wonderful plans that you want to accomplish through your church. Lord, that when we come into your church, we have a purpose, we have a place, and we have a calling. I pray, Lord, that we may be inspired by your Spirit in our hearts to take hold of that calling that you've given us, to enjoy it, and Lord, to work together. Because, Lord, there is so much that you can do through us as we respond to your call. I pray that you'd give us all wisdom and guidance for the future so that we might be able to grasp hold of this time that we're in. And, Lord, though there are difficulties, we know that you will be with us. So, Lord, inspire us afresh today, we pray, and give us a desire and a will to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.